You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. You are listening to the Study Clicks podcast. I'm Emer.
I'm Nessa.
We are coincidentally sisters, but we also work together. So if you don't already know me, you've probably talked to me at some point or have popped up on your page. I do sort of communications and chat to people, giving advice and things like that via the website.
And then if you chat to Study Clicks over social media, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram or Snapchat, you'd have been talking to me because I handle all that stuff.
Yep. And together today, we're going to have a bit of a chat.
A bit of a bail trail.
Yes. About a... Well, obviously you're not the Bail Trail. So it's the Irish oral exam. Obviously, it's for a lot of people the dreaded oral exam, I suppose. It's a hefty one. It's worth 40%.
It can be very nerve-wracking going into it, knowing how many marks are going for it, but yeah. It is such an advantage, that 40 marks.
Oof, getting it out of the way.
Percent even.
So yeah, so we're going to have a quick chat about the run-through, I suppose, of the exam. We're going to give our own experiences of it, give our tips, try and calm your nerves, and just give you everything you need, I guess.
Think of it as the Bail Trail Survival Guide.
Excellent way of putting it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're going to go through all of that, and hopefully at the end of it, you'll feel a lot calmer about it, and we'll be armed with some great tips going into your exam.
Woohoo! Can't wait.
Right, let's get into it.
Okay, so starting off with the very beginning is, well, we should mention the fact that it is worth 40%, huge chunk of marks, and it's only 15 minutes long. That is 15 minutes of your entire life.
It absolutely flies by.
Flies.
Like the second they tell you, okay, that's it, that's enough now, you'll be like, what?
What?
How did it go so fast?
Yeah, it's really easy to get really nervous in the run-up to the Bail Trail or the Irish Oral. But just think of it as you're trying to imagine your life after it, because 15 minutes of your life, it flies. You won't think about it. And then it will be over and you'll be semi-free again, but you'll have so much of the... You'll go into the Leaving Cert with a bit of a weight off your shoulders to have all that good chunk of exam out of the way.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind if you're feeling nervous about it. Just be like, yeah, okay, it's kind of nerve-wracking, but in however many days, weeks, time... It won't be a worry on my mind.
It won't be a problem.
And just focus on that, because everyone does it, everyone gets over it, and so will you.
You can do this.
Yeah, so it starts with the foto, or the kind of introduction, the welcome, and you have to... It's really easy. They ask you your name, your age, your birthday, where you live, and then they ask you for your examination number. So
5 questions. All with a mark each. So in the first 20 seconds of the exam, you have 5 marks gotten already. Yeah.
And it's a good way of just calming you down. You've got, you know, I think once everyone goes in, you've kind of been sitting outside the room and you're maybe getting a bit shaky. And the first words that come out of your mouth might just be like, blah, blah. Or you're just so kind of filled with these nerves that the first few words are always quite shaky. But those are the kind of words, those things like your name, your date of birth, those are the words that you can kind of falter on and still get away with it.
It's fine. The examiners will be super understanding.
Yeah, so it's kind of good to get that out of the way, because that lets you sort of breathe again and then you're ready to go into the next part, which is the poetry reading.
The poetry reading, which is arguably one of just the easiest things. Well, just the easiest thing to prepare for, the easiest marks to get, because it's 35 marks.
Yeah, and... They really want you to get marks, because they allow you to put your own notes on a piece of paper and bring it in. Like, that's no problem. So if you're having if you can't remember how a certain word should be pronounced, just write it above the tricky word. Write sort of an English phonetic spelling, whatever is easiest for you, and bring that in and read it.
Just
it's totally
read
fine.
Off it.
You're allowed to do that.
It's amazing.
So help yourself in absolutely every way that you can, because they allow it. So go for it.
Take advantage of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Try not to be nervous. Don't read too fast. If you absolutely tear through it, they might sort of miss a word or not know if you pronounced it right or not. And then, you know, take the time to breathe, read it slowly, pronounce everything properly. and don't let the nerves get the better of you, because it is, it, again, like the fall too, it's a nice chance to sort of breathe, relax, and prepare yourself then for the Tropic Tour and the Coral.
When you're preparing for it as well, it's a good idea to record yourself saying it and listen back on it and just see if you're pronouncing everything correctly and if you are going too fast or too slow. Like, sometimes when you're talking, you don't know what you sound like until you listen back on it. So just get your phone, record yourself, see if you need to make any improvements. And that's it, really. It's very easy to prepare for.
Our teacher made us do that. We had to record ourselves and send it to her.
What?
Yeah. And it was awful at the time because you had to listen to yourself and send it to your teacher. And it just, you know, obviously everyone hates the sound of their own voice.
Yeah, I would not be listening back to these podcasts.
And I guess there was the fear that, like, she would play it in front of the class or something. But no, looking back on it, it was great because we all did make mistakes. And then she would listen to it and say, actually, no, it's not pronounced like this. It's pronounced like that. So, I mean, unless you have a horrible teacher, record yourself, send it to them, or else just, you know, maybe talk to them after class and go through it quickly. Make sure you're pronouncing it right. Everyone is there to help you, including the examiner. So, yeah.
Everything is working in your favor. So take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also if you want to hear someone else read out the poems, they're all on YouTube and they're all on our videos and notes page. So check it out and you can hear a nice Gaelgor read out the poems and then...
Beautiful.
Yeah, you can probably not to condone sort of illegally downloading stuff, but you can probably somehow download those videos as MP3 files, listen to them, just keep Have going over phone, and over yeah. it. Yeah.
What about the Tropic Tour?
Tropic Tour, it's the big bad ones. Yeah, it's not as bad as it seems. It's all about prep.
Yeah, I found the Tropic Tours hilarious when I was in the
They're gas.
They're so funny. Who came up with them?
Yeah, they're daunting because there's 20 of them and you have to learn all of them. And there's 6 or 7 pictures in each of them and having to learn. It's a lot. And you have to learn 3 or 4 lines for each picture. When you add it all up, it's hundreds of stuff. And it is daunting, but it is so doable. So if you're struggling at all with the Tropic Tour and you don't have any notes, or you're looking for notes on them, looking for maybe good phrases to use for different pictures, or looking for the vocab, we have it all. We have really great Tropic Tour notes, which are on our website. You can find them via the blog, via the videos and notes page, or via the questions by topic page on Leaving Cert Irish. If you click into it, there should be a Tropic Tour level. And we have them all there, notes for each picture. And then we also go through the tricky grammar points in any of them. We go through the most important vocab. We give questions that the examiner might ask, questions you could ask the examiner. Because once you go through the Tropic Tour, at the end, you have to ask the examiner 3 questions.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then they ask you 3 questions.
So good questions to ask.
Yeah, so it's all there. They're really, really helpful notes. So do check them out if you're anyway struggling.
And they're read out by yours truly, you should mention.
Yes, if you're wondering where you recognize my voice, it's from that. Yeah, so do have a look there if you're struggling. Otherwise, the Tropic Tour, it's... If you want to get the really high marks, I think vocab is an important thing.
Right.
To know sort of these niche words. Sometimes in some pictures, there's like a very specific item. But yeah, it's about knowing kind of... more fancy words, let's say. So if you're really looking to get the high marks, do check out, like I said again, those notes, because we have some of the more complex vocab in there. If you're not looking for, you know, really high marks, you just sort of want to get through it, the notes are still, they're fine. You know, don't copy the notes word for word. Don't just learn them off by heart. They're there to help you, to guide you, but we do recommend that you sort of make your own of it.
It's not good to memorize because you're not going to be able to memorize words that aren't your own. If you write out something in your own words, you're more likely to recall that when you're in the exam situation. So yeah, don't parrot it. You're better off doing your own thing.
Yeah, exactly. But otherwise, don't worry about the Tropic Tour. You can't, unfortunately, you can't choose it in such a way that you get the Tropic Tour that you want. Everyone has their favorite and their least favorite. But trust me, when you go in there and you see all of the 20 in front of you, you will not be able to see through it. You can't tell which one you're going to pick. So it is random, but as long as you know going in there that you do have the basics for each and every one of them, you know what everyone is about, you know some keywords for every one of them. It is a lot. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say there's like a shortcut that you can just learn 3 of them and get away with it. You can't, unfortunately. It is one part of the exam that you do just have to study for. but it's fine. Just keep your head down, learn the important pieces of vocab and the important phrases for every picture, and just put in the effort for the sake of it, because once it's over, and you'll feel so good that it's out of the way and that you've, knowing that you did everything that you could. So
yeah, it is a lot, but it's still something you can totally 100% prepare for going into the exam, because there are 20 is a lot, but you know one of them is going to come up. So just do your best to just have a good understanding of each one of them and just know what you're going to say.
Yeah. And if you're struggling with the pronunciation, again, just check out the notes, because like Nessa said earlier, we have them recorded. You can listen to audio versions of the notes of me reading out the various words.
Very good. Do you remember what trap picture you got in Living Cert?
Yeah, I got one on one of the Gaeltacht ones, I think, where they go off to the Gaeltacht, or they go to some camp and they're all playing music and doing activities.
They're having a great trance session back at the house.
Yeah, I think they made a meme out of it. It was like the guy playing guitar and then someone said, anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Shut it, Wonderwall.
Yeah. I mean, if nothing else, we have to be thankful for the Shopping Tour, for the great memes that we've gotten out of them. The great laughs.
So many memes out of the Shopping Tour.
Yeah.
There is, my favorite one was the God out there in train.
God out there in train. He's so obvious. Why would you sit next to him?
He's dressed like as a cartoon prisoner.
He is.
He goes to rob her.
The living end.
And then jumps over the seat. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, the Shopping Tour are a good laugh, so although they will cause you pain maybe for a few weeks or months, you will look back on them and
laugh.
Have a bit of a laugh, so don't worry about it.
Listen to us now, like saying it's not funny, but it will be, trust us.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's a good way to of like therapy, I think, to just laugh at stuff that's causing you stress. Just laugh it off.
Laugh
away the pain.
Laugh away the pain. Yeah, humor based on your misery, it never fails.
Just kidding.
And that's the short pictures, and then you're on to the final part, the Cora, which can seem very daunting because you haven't prepared for it in the same way that you have the short picture or the Filiate, but the short picture and the Filiate has eaten into so much of your time, the Cora will be over like that.
Yeah, max 5 minutes, not even. But, and again, the beauty of it, it's like anything else, it's the same thing over and over again.
It's so predictable.
Can't stress this enough. It's the same topics every time. Talk about your family. What are you going to do after school? What are your hobbies? Where did you go on holidays? Your favorite subjects, your pastimes.
The area that you live in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same stuff. And it's always asked in our discussion forum. It's all over our videos and notes page. You can find sort of a fairly comprehensive list of what can come up, so you can prepare a lot for the Cora, even though a lot of it is unpredictable. Try to do your own prediction of what the examiner will ask you. So sort of, what I did was I had some flashcards and then I wrote down the questions that I thought she would ask, like, oh, what are your pastimes? And then I would just have a few lines written out on that. And then I kind of just learned off the flashcards. But the thing was, it's, again, I really don't recommend just learning off lines. Because at the same time, they might ask you a question, but it's slightly different to what you had predicted.
Mm.
And then if you just rattle off this sentence that you've learned off, and it doesn't actually answer what she's just asked you, he or she, then you're going to lose marks because you obviously weren't listening, you didn't answer the question properly, it shows that you didn't really understand.
Right.
So again and again, don't learn off by heart, but do try to learn the key phrases. Have the bones, put the meat on it. I keep quoting my teacher, I'm sorry, but it was just such a good metaphor. And yeah, so just really have the essential fundamental parts of each topic, know at least something so that you're not just sitting there if they ask you something that you just don't know at all. Try to have something basic, fundamental. And if you do end up in a situation where you're just dumbfounded and you can't say anything, there are some little fillers. There are things you can say, sort of, oh, gavmilish gael ni higum on federlat e ara rish.
On federlat e ara ishli de fruel. They might phrase it in a different way. That's you asking to phrase it differently in a way that you might understand it.
Yeah, or if you need a few more seconds to think, you could say, oh, kesht vai shin, kahig me smuinover, and then take a few moments to think about it.
It buys you time.
Yeah, so just learn off a few of those little phrases to catch you if you fall.
Yeah, and they sound good.
Yeah, and the examiner is there to help you, so they are not going to be super mean. They're not, if they can see that you're struggling, that you need time, they'll recognize it immediately and they'll try and ask it in a different way.
They're very nice.
Yeah,
they're really nice. They recognize that everyone that they're dealing with is a nervous wreck, so they will try to put you at ease as much as possible.
Yeah.
They're always lovely.
Yeah, just remember that they're someone else's teacher. And if they're someone else's teacher, then their students in whatever other school are also going through the same thing. They can empathize with them. They're compassionate. They're going to know what you're going through. So yeah.
Do not panic.
Do not panic.
And at the end of the day, it is, try to just see it as a chat, like any other conversation you'd have.
Yeah, and I suppose the best way really to study for the core is to just try and talk in Irish as much as you can. And I know that's not easy for everyone. There's a lot of schools where, a lot of areas in Ireland where Irish sadly just isn't a big thing. It isn't, spoken, yeah. Yeah, people are better at a different foreign language than they are at Irish. And that's just the way it is. I mean, maybe it'll change, maybe it won't. Yeah, so unfortunately, not everyone can just go and have a chat in Irish. If you're from sort of a more Gaeltacht area or maybe from the countryside, it might be a bit easier for you. But I know a lot of city schools would have trouble just finding someone to talk Irish to them.
Talking and trying to do it with each other will help, like hearing the Irish and attempting to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Will do you the world of good.
And there's definitely a sort of, not an embarrassment or a stigma, but people do feel sort of afraid to speak Irish in front of others. It's seen as uncool. Which is really sad because it's a great language. It's part of our culture. And
it's a lovely language.
Yeah, so just try and find a group of friends that doesn't care about this kind of thing. Because at the end of the day, it'll help you. The only thing that it'll do is help you. The more you chat with your friends, the more comfortable you'll be with it. And then the more comfortable you'll be in the exam.
And you're always going to have to do the Irish oral. There's no getting out of it. So you might as well just help yourself as much as you can.
Yeah. And I suppose another, a final tip, I suppose, to sound as natural as you can and to be sort of as comfortable with the language as you can is to listen to it as much as possible. Because the more you listen to it, the more you'll be used to it, the less it'll kind of freak you out if you have to listen or speak it. So I know they don't have the best shows on TG Car.
They used to have SpongeBob Askwilga.
Oh man.
I was actually really sad when they took that off the air.
Lol. Yeah, we know it's not the best, but for the sake of however many weeks, months that you have left, just throw it on every now and then. It'll do you the world of good. Or Radio na Gaeltachta. I was recently listening to some podcasts in Irish. Again, there's not a lot, but if you look up sort of Blosspod is one, where they're just kind of chatting about current affairs and things, and that's actually quite useful because things might come up in the actual leaving cert when you're doing the oral exam, you know, if they're talking about the news and things like that. So
current affairs, yeah. That's
yeah.
What they're all about with this SEC.
And yeah, if nothing else, if you just really want to listen to it, go onto the StudyClicks oral tool for the leaving cert Irish page and listen to past exam papers of the different audio clips for the various oral questions.
Because that's what it will sound like in the exam.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be kind of tuning in your ear to what to expect, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, so I suppose to wrap it up, what would we say are our top three tips, Nessa?
I would say try to be very, like, even though you might be the opposite, try to be very confident going in. Keep eye contact with the examiner. Talk. Keep talking for as long as you can. Even if they ask you a question, you can start to answer it and then lead it off in your own direction as long as you know what you're saying. And don't, a lot of people will go in kind of with a rehearsed question because everyone writes out what they think the examiner will ask them and they'll rehearse the answer. Try not to be panicked if they ask you something that you're not prepared for. Just roll with it. Get to a stage where you're comfortable talking about something and just keep talking about it until they stop you.
Yeah, confidence, I guess. And
confidence is that
be relaxed. Yeah. Yeah, I think I would really focus on prep.
Preparation.
Be prepared.
Go so in many there. Marks are going for stuff that you can prepare for totally.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a percentage of the exam is unpredictable. You don't know what you're going to be asked, but where you can prepare, do it. So, like I said, know some key phrases, some key vocab. Know any topic that could come up. Know that you are reasonably able to answer any kind of question that might come up in any of those topics. And again, prep for the Shropshire tour, for the poetry. As much as you can prep for, do it. Put in the time, put in the work. It will pay off because the more prepared you are, the less stressed you will be and the easier it will be for you. So prep, prep, prep. And I suppose tip number three would be to listen. Listen to the question that's being asked.
Make sure that you're just not going off on your own thing because of what you thought the examiner said. Really listen. Listen to the verb that they used, because you can't just say, it's not like the English language where you can just say yes or no to a question. If they say an Imrian to sport, you have to say, you don't say sha or niha, say Imrian or ni Imrian.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do fall into that trap. So it is important to listen to what the examiner is saying to you, repeat it back to them. So A, it shows that you've understood the question, and B, you show that you have the higher level of Irish that you can go further than just saying sha or niha.
Yeah.
What's worse is if you just say sha or niha and then stop.
And then you just
keep talking.
No, keep talking.
Don't worry about what you're saying. They will be more glad to have you continuously talking as opposed to having to keep asking you questions and you just giving them one or two worded answers. That's not what they're there for. They're there to test your ability. And if you're just showing them that you can only say one or two words, it's not going to impress. So do just keep chatting away, even if you're not 100% confident with that your grammar's right or that you're using the right word. Trust me, it's better than just using one or two word answers.
Exactly. And if it's a question, like I said earlier, that you don't know how to answer, you could take it on a completely different question or an area of what he asked in the first place, or they asked, sorry.
Yeah, you're completely in control. So just take it wherever you want to, wherever you're comfortable with. If there's a topic that you've practiced a lot, find a way of bringing it there. It's completely possible. It's all in your hands. The only thing I suppose I would say is try not to drag on and on and on one thing either, because what's another thing is they do have the power to stop you.
Yeah, they will. If just you be go, like, stop.
Yeah, so if you keep going, they'll sort of just say, oh, okay, we'll stop there, and they might bring on to something else. And that can be quite nerve wracking, or it throws a lot of people, I think, if they get interrupted, because people think, oh God, I've gone wrong, I've done badly. So try to avoid that happening to you, because it could sort of throw you off. But in general, do keep talking.
Just wrap it up nicely.
Yeah. No one-worded answers.
No one-worded answers. Avoid them at all costs.
Yeah. I think those are our top three, yeah?
Those are our top three tips.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's it. That's the Bail Trail. That's the Irish Oral.
That's pretty much it. And even though we've just yapped on for a long time, it's the actual Bail Trail will be a lot shorter. So
it'll
that
be
should
be
some consolation. Yeah. Trust us. We've done it before. It absolutely flies by.
And once it's over, it's such a huge weight off your shoulders. And you'll have, if whether you're studying French, German, Spanish or another language, they're all over in the same 2-week period.
Yeah.
It's such a huge weight off your shoulders. You feel so much more confident going into the Leaving Cert, knowing that you have a chunk of it done already. It's great.
Yeah. So I suppose be confident, relax, and you'll be great. Good night, Rian Tollat.
Good night, Rian Tollat.
Yeah. So I suppose to wrap it up, if you want to get some more cool tips about Shropshire Tour and about the Bail Trail, but also about other subjects, other study tips, where can you find us?
Well, you can find us at studyclicks.ie. Surprise, surprise. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We're just StudyClicks. You can also add us on Snapchat, but we're study_clicks. That's where we catch you, study_clicks, if you want to add us on Snapchat.
Yeah. So not only do we offer great tips all the time, but we've got some funny stuff to sort of relieve the stress.
Comic relief, yeah.
Yeah. If you're ever sort of, if you just want to study break, then check out our Instagram and Facebook. We've got some funny stuff there, as well as tips. And otherwise, we also run some competitions sometimes.
Yeah, keep an eye out for
those.
Which
you could be interested in. And otherwise, if you have any ideas, suggestions, stuff you want to hear on the podcast, any insights you want me or Nessa to give, we are happy to get any suggestions or any comments you have. So do make sure to either email us or message us on any of the social media platforms that Nessa just mentioned.
You.
Or you can email us at info@studyclicks.ie, or you can just message me or one of the team via the site, via the messaging platform there. We're literally, I can't stress it enough, we're there to help you. We want to make the exams easy for you. So just, if you're any way down or stressed or anything, anything at all, just message us.
We're here to help.
Yeah, otherwise you'll do great. We
do great.
Absolutely believe in you. Don't worry at all.
It's going to be a breeze. You're going to kill it.
All right then.
Okay.
Until next time.
Slán.